Again, no need to really recap much. It was very simple. It was very practical. One point we just want to bring in before we speak about what the man of God have done. What is the answer when there is death in the pot? The man that went out and gathered this wild gourd, I don't think he went intentionally to poison the people. I don't think he said, well, let me get something in there and kill all of them. It wasn't that at all. I believe he has a good intention. I believe he wanted to help. Probably he have zeal, and we were talking during the break, but not according to knowledge. But he had done a lot of harm. And there is a lot of harm that is done with some good intention. If our intention is not checked with the Word of God, and it's not ordered by the Spirit of God, we would think that we are bringing help, but we are bringing a disaster. Young or old, it doesn't really matter. Sometimes we see condition, and we have our own idea of how to do things. And it, because it is my idea, I will defend it, and I will try very, very hard to convince everybody. If I am not really controlled by the Spirit of God, he could have checked with the man of God, said, could I put that in there? And instead of going, chopping it, and shredding it, and put it in there. So it is very important for all of us, the young ones, not to bring anything that is not according to the Word of God. The old one, not to bring anything that is not according to the Word of God, and try to introduce it among the saints of God, because there will be death in the pot. Now, what is the man of God would do now? There is a cry to him. Just like the Shunammite woman did, she went to the man of God for an answer. And it's the same thing again, because if they went to somebody else, probably he would have said, throw that pot out. Throw it out. It's bad. Don't you touch it. Don't you eat it. This is man's idea. But look at what the man of God would say. Bring it in. How wonderful. How wonderful that to see in every time the man of God have healed or fixed the situation, it was a type of the Lord Jesus. As we have said earlier, the first thing that he have done in regard to Jericho, they were there in Jericho and they said, the land is good, but the water is bad. He didn't say buy a filter and purify the water. He said, bring salt, Christ, the truth, bring salt in a new cruise and put it in there. The water was healed. The widow woman, in chapter 4, in the beginning of the chapter, what do you have in your house? Oil. Oil will take care of the problem. Here, bring me meal. Christ in his humanity. Christ in his dependence. Christ in his purity. Christ in a life that honors God. Christ is the answer to every problem that we have. And there is no other answer. Bring meal. Bring Christ. Bring the life of Christ. It will fix everything. It will challenge life. It will change life. And the people of God were fed. And there was no harm because Christ wasn't there.